That's the sound of Ballymena in County Antrim last night. A second night of violence, windows smashed in several houses, a car set on fire, petrol bombs and fireworks thrown at police, baton rounds and water cannon used by police, who've described the violence as racist thuggery, pure and simple, and say it started after a protest in the town centre linked to an alleged sexual assault by two teenage boys. Conor McCauley, our Northern correspondent, is with us. What's going on in Ballymena, Conor?
Well, good morning, Gavin. Well, we were there until the early hours of this morning, and the soundscape that you painted there paints the picture quite well. That's the kind of noisescape we were confronted with over a number of hours right in the heart of Ballymena. There was a second night of serious disorder, the PSNI says. It started around 8 o'clock, with calm restored around 1 a.m. this morning, but not before a significant amount of damage had been done. There was quite a tense atmosphere when we were there. Big police presence. We saw crowds of youths milling around, some masked and clearly intent on trouble. I saw a number of masked men breaking up paving slabs, clearly to be used as ammunition and thrown against the police. The first night, the police had been caught on the hop a bit, I think. Last night, they were ready. There were two water cannon and a large number of riot police confronting a sizeable crowd close to Ballymena town centre. There had clearly been sustained rioting. There was lots of rubble in the road. We saw a couple of cars on fire, including one on its roof. There were fires burning right outside Ballymena's main civic building and in other places across the town.
Tell us about the damage to homes, Conor, because you saw some of the aftermath there yesterday.
I did, yes. Well, on Monday night, the attacks, Gavin, were concentrated in one very particular area. Last night, it appeared to spread to other areas. It was almost like a rolling riot with rioters moving to new areas with the police in pursuit. I saw at least six homes which had been attacked. Most had had their windows broken or their doors kicked in, but at least one of them had been set alight and appeared to be badly damaged, and several of those homes appeared to belong to people of ethnic minority backgrounds. In fact, I saw one family being shepherded at double time, if you like, out of a house where clearly there'd been some trouble in that immediate area under the protection of the police. And of course, as you said in the introduction, police said on Monday that the violence that day had been racially motivated. And in fact, it was interesting last night, just driving around the communities close to the town centre where a lot of the violence has been taking place, I saw a lot of people had put up Union flags, Ulster flags and Loyal Order flags in their downstairs windows. And I think the intention there was to indicate to those mobs as they rolled through those areas that, you know, hopefully they would leave that house alone and perhaps move on to a different property.
The local MP, Jim Allister of the Traditional Unionist Voice, says the context, as he put it, for the initial protest was that there had been significant demographic change in the area because of unfettered immigration. What's he talking about?
Well, for people who don't know Jim Allister, he's the leader of the Traditional Unionist Voice. That's a pretty hardline unionist party. People may remember that he successfully wrested the North Antrim seat from Ian Paisley at the last general election. It was one of the big shocks of that election. He's been making the case on the media in the last 24 hours that while violence is unacceptable, there have been rising racial tensions in Ballymena due to demographic changes caused by what he called, as you said, unfettered immigration, and that the sexual assault of a teenage girl had been the thing that flipped things into disorder, if you like. Now, he's been asked to justify that characterisation of Ballymena, and what he said was that he had canvassed a street of 50 homes and found five of them were what he described as residents of Ballymena. And he's also been saying that newcomers to the town, some of them do not work and have not integrated. Now, as you might imagine, this drew some criticism. The SDLP leader, Claire Hannah, accused him of weasel words and using intemperate language in what is an already volatile situation. Now, that's something clearly that he denies. But generally, across the political divide, there have been calls for calm, including last night by the Northern Secretary, Hilary Benn.
Has there been violence or linked violence beyond Ballymena, Conor?
There has been some, not a huge amount just yet, Gavin, but that really is the big fear, that this will start in other towns and really stretch an already understaffed and under-resourced PSNI service. We haven't had a full update from the police yet on last night's trouble. But in a holding statement at around 2 a.m, they said there'd also been sporadic trouble in Carrickfergus, in Newton Abbey and in North Belfast. That's, I think, something the authorities will be watching very, very carefully. And I think there's going to be real pressure now to try and put a lid on this.
Conor, thank you. That's our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, in Ballymena. 19 minutes past seven.